We're in Simen Kuf Ayin He. We're up to Sif Gimel, and we'll be doing from Gimel all the way through Vav, the end of the Simen. So we're in the bracha of Hatova HaMeitiv. So the halacha is that if you made a bar pre-agafen on wine, and then you have another wine, a different wine, so the bracha you make on that is Hatova HaMeitiv. Says the Mechaber now, Sif Gimel Heviu Lo Yayin Ra V'Yayin Tov Ke'echad. If they bring you wine that's not especially good, we're not talking about wine that's not drinkable, that wouldn't get a bracha, certainly not a bar pre-agafen. We're talking about wine that's not especially good, v'yayin tov, and wine that's of a better quality. Yevarech miyad bar pre-agafen al hatov. The right thing to do is to say bar pre-agafen on the better one. Upoter is hara, and that with that he covers the one that is not as good. And v'lo yevarech al harat chila bar pre-agafen k'dei levarech achra v'hatov ha-meitiv. The rule was that you don't say Atova Meitiv if you went down in quality. So this person had wanted to say the Borei Pri Agafen on the wine that wasn't as good, so that he'd be able to say a Atova Meitiv on the better wine. For that, the Mechaber says it is not right to say your Borei Pri Agafen on the wine that's not as good when you have the option of saying the Borei Pri Agafen on the wine that is really good. So as a rule, if you have two wines, one is of a better quality, say the Borei Pri Agafen on that and don't say Atova Meitiv. What if you have two wines and you don't really know which one is better? So the halacha is that you say a Borei Pri Agafen on one of them. The second one, you can say Atova Meitiv on, because we had the rule before that if you can't tell which wine is better, you can say Atova Meitiv. It's only when you know that the second wine is worse that you couldn't say Atova Meitiv. Now, the Mishnah Brura says that you're still better off taking the one that you're going to make Hatova Meitiv on, taking that off the table. Meaning, it's not right to go set things up in a way that you're going to say Borei Pri Agafen on one wine and then Hatova Meitiv on a second one that was sitting right in front of you. So it's ideal that if the two wines are either equal, you don't really know which one is better, say Borei Pri Agafen on one, have the other one not on the table, and then bring the second one and say Hatova Meitiv on it. Now, incidentally, the Mishnah Berurah also brings an Elia Rabbah that let us say you have lots of wines, and they're all more or less the same in terms of quality. You can say Hatova Meitiv on every single new bottle, meaning Hatova Meitiv is not just said on the second wine you bring. Hatova Meitiv can be said on the second, and then again on the third, on the fourth, and the fifth. You can make as many Hatova Meitivs as you really have different wines, as long as you're not aware of going down in quality. Siv Dalet. Ein levarach Hatova Meitiv elim ken yesh acher imo. The bracha of Hatova Meitiv was not said when one drinks alone. There's got to be someone else there with you. Dahachi mashma, because this is what the wording of the bracha contains. Hatov lo vameitiv lachavero. It is tov and meitiv. So that you're supposed to have someone else there. Vuadin im ishto vanav imo. The fact that one is drinking with family is good enough. One's wife and children is fine. Avalim hu yechidi lo, but if you're an individual, not. Now the halacha is that these people that are there have to have part ownership in the wine. So that if you only have a guest and he's at your mercy, you serve him whatever you feel like pouring him, or you may ask him what he wants, but you're going to pour it and he cannot take on his own, and he cannot drink to his heart's delight. The halacha there is that that he is not considered an acher, and you couldn't make a Hatova Meitiv. It's got to be that you left the bottle of wine on the table and allow anyone to take when they want to. Only then is it considered that he is a shutif. Obviously, it's got to be that everyone is drinking from the same bottle of wine. It wouldn't be that if I drink from one wine and someone else drinks a second wine, then we'll be able to make a Hatova Meitiv. It's got to be that we all drank from the first, and now we're about to start the second. Now, you have to be drinking together. Let's say one is drinking in one room, the other one drinking in the other room. That's not enough. It's got to be like a chabura for drinking. What happens if you already started drinking and of the second one and you realize you didn't make Hatova Meitiv? So the halacha is that you're allowed to say Hatova Meitiv even on what you already swallowed. This is not a regular Birkas Hanenin, it's a special bracha, and that could be said lemafreya retroactively on what you already drank. Some say that you shouldn't be doing that, but of course if you have more wine, you could continue and say Hatova Meitiv. That means if you drank and then started drinking a second wine and realized that you forgot to say Hatova Meitiv, pour yourself a little more and say Atova Meitiv. And once again, there is an opinion that you don't even have to do that, but you can make Atova Meitiv immediately after drinking. If you swallow and realize you should have said Atova Meitiv, you can make it then. Sifhei, im rabi mesubim besuda. Ko echad mevarach le'atzmo atova ameitiv, v'lo yivorech echad l'kulam, d'chayshinen shemiyaktimu kana leveshet keshiyanu ame. So previously the Mechaber had taught us that when you make a bracha on wine during the meal, the borei pri agafen, then everyone should make his own. We don't say barav am hadras mela because we're afraid that people are going to answer ame with food in their mouth and that could be dangerous. There the Ramah had told us that if you say savri and you get everyone's attention, it is mutter. Here the Mechaber says not to do it. And the Ramah says, "Hagavol hayu mesubim lishtos below achila echad mevarach lekula." That if they're just drinking and they're not eating, there's no real sakana, because when you stop to answer amen, you're not going to have anything in your mouth. Now, with regard to that, it would mean that the Ramah here seems to be moda that everyone should make their hatova ha-meitiv. So halacha lamaisa, everybody can make their own hatova ha-meitiv if it's in the middle of the meal when they are eating. Sivav yayin shtol shtei chavios. V'akol mimin echad. The same wine, but they were sitting in two different barrels. Im betoch mem yom livtzirasam, samur b'shnei kelim. If within 40 days of the harvest, they were put in two separate barrels, chashivi k'shnei minim, they're considered two different kinds, umvarachan lav hatov ha-meitiv. Vim la'achar arbarim yom chilkuhu, whereas if past 40 days from the harvest, they separated them, ein mevarachan lav hol v'akol mimin echad. The halacha is like this. If you have two wines that are exactly the same, you know, they came in different bottles, but they don't turn into wine. They're not turned into wine in bottles. They're turned into wine in barrels. These two are the same exact wines. You don't say Atova Meitiv. It's like having more from the same bottle. Whereas, if say in the harvest, they put them in separate barrels, within 40 days of the harvest, we say that as they formed, they were different. So if you get two bottles and you know that they're coming from two different barrels, which you really have no way of knowing if you're buying commercial wine, but say someone made his own wine. So even though he took the same grapes, squeezed them out, put half in one barrel, half in another barrel, as long as that took place within 40 days of the harvest, the halacha is that we say they form differently, each one has its own character and personality, you can say atova meitiv on the second one. Whereas if it was done only after 40 days, or it was sitting in a barrel in one place together, and then you separated them later, the halacha is that you cannot say atova meitiv, we consider it one form of wine.